We would be honored if you would join us.
Ojaba. Ojaba.
It's a trap.
Bug.
Hnífur.
No, I'd be like taking the whole empire myself.
Þessi hnífur á að vera þungur.
On target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
You may fire when ready.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 1,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
Hello, hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. My name is Gisli.
And I am Egil.
And that would mean that I am Hákon.
Yes, you are.
Yay.
Finally.
You're getting,
or not.
Yeah. Getting pretty good at this.
And, saying, getting in the hang of it, yeah.
Yeah, saying your name and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm getting quite good at it. Yeah.
We still need some sort of opening. Like, hello, welcome to Thule Squadron Radio, the show about yaddy yaddy yaddy, something, 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 and I am Gisli.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That would actually have to mean, though, that this show would be about something.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
Yeah, but we have a certain... Yeah, no, we have some niche. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's a theme. I agree. There's a theme.
Yeah. It's not a good theme, but it is a theme.
Yeah, well, better something than nothing, right?
Yeah, okay. So, wow. How are you guys, anyways?
Busy.
Yep.
Yep.
Too busy to play.
It's silly season for you, Aid, right?
Yeah, retail's a bitch in November and December.
Well, I'm not in retail and I'm still not playing all that much. So,
yeah, well,
that just means you have no excuse.
No, but that also means that our store changed times because he was moving. So we're just talking for myself. I am at least trying to set up a new time or something to play.
Yeah.
Well, it's only temporary.
I know it is. So I'm not worried or anything like that. Just don't get me wrong.
Mm. I'm sure we'll be back on our feet in no time. But sure. I mean, this is like the Christmas or the holiday episode, right?
Yeah. It's the life day.
Yeah. So it's.
It's the what?
No, Aid, you haven't watched the holiday special, I know.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was about the life day.
The life day,
yeah.
Right.
Life day.
Okay.
Life day, yeah. It's a celebration that the Wookiees celebrate.
Of course they do.
Of course they do, yeah. Talking about that, guys, we should we should make a commentary.
Yeah, I'm in 100%. Yeah. Just let's
a commentary.
Commentary yeah. on the holiday special. We need to meet with our headphones and the movie and
what's the holiday special and
yeah, I was gonna say beer or something stronger.
Oh, for sure.
That's what you need.
3 beer minimum before we start. Thank you. I'm not sure I can watch it without having considerable amount of alcohol.
I was about to say the OCX thing, you know, 6 beer minimum before.
Oh, that sounds fine too.
Yeah, this sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, I know. Let's do it.
Let's do it, yeah. Well, we should do it between the holidays or something, if we can, if we have time.
I think I'm probably just going to be occupied.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Sorry.
So, Kiesling, we'll
just make our own commentary.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
we'll just show up.
Sounds like a bad idea, too. I think you should be occupied as well.
I'm going to do it myself, then.
I don't take good advice, so... Nah.
It hasn't seen it, so... It's a must-see movie. Not
I
because it's good.
Yeah.
I've been quite well... you know, throughout my life without having seen it, so I don't think that it's a must-see. You know, I would at least argue that it might not be.
Håkon, have you seen it?
Huh?
No, he hasn't.
No, I haven't.
Exactly.
No, I've never seen it. No.
So, it's a special kind of feeling you get when you watch it.
Like nausea?
Yeah, that might be it. But, yeah... You gotta see it once.
Yeah.
It's like watching The Room or something. But The Room is actually a good movie.
Okay.
Okay. So where I was going with this, you know, this holiday thing is that it's you know, and this is not in the show notes, and I didn't put it in the show notes because I wanted to blindside you guys on this. So
awesome.
You know, this is end of the year is coming up, right? So this is also the last episode of the year.
Yep.
Right. So, standouts. X-Wing standouts for 2018.
We got second edition?
Yeah. Standouts. Wow. Okay. For me, mm-hmm. of course, it's second edition. And both of those international tournaments me and Aid went to.
System Opens and
Worlds. Yeah.
Copenhagen.
Just meeting the people there. Not necessarily the competition, just meeting the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That is...
I was going to say my store championship, but that was last year.
Yeah, that was 2017.
We still haven't had our store championship.
No,
we still haven't had it.
We
have
Nexus has the kit. They just haven't taken out of the box yet.
No. The box might be lost somewhere, like in the moving boxes or something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So who knows? Who knows?
So
it might happen. We'll see.
I think we should campaign for if they find it, we should have it in 1.0.
Oh, that's so evil.
Oh, everybody needs to go to their attics or cellars and find that 1.0 stuff that
they haven't thrown it away.
Yeah, well, yeah, lots of people probably threw it away.
Yeah, I did not. I'm keeping it in a box.
It's in a box.
Yep.
Okay, well, that was short. I mean, that was pretty easy. Those are your standouts? Those were also kind of mushy as well, sort of like sentimental and welling up on tears here.
Yeah.
So happy.
I'm so happy.
So happy, yeah.
Right?
I'm just agreeing with you. My real standouts was
don't
going abroad and... Okay, then I just don't have any standouts.
So nothing important happened to you this year?
No. Nothing at all. Okay. I went to System Opens and Worlds, and it was just normal, so I can't, because I can't copy you. It was no fun at all, and I didn't meet all my friends, X-Men friends, and it sucked.
Oh yeah.
No, I mean that's real. All Thursday nights, you know, you look forward to it every week, and you get there and you hang out for like 5 or 6 hours, 3 to 6 hours, something like that, you know, and meet all the guys and play some games, and it's just awesome. So that's the standouts.
Cool.
How good.
Okay. Oh well.
That was your topic, so.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I wasn't gonna actually talk about it. That's why I blindsided you. No, I guess I know on my part, it's probably the transition in the role from being a player to also being a TO. Mm-hmm. And
that was last year.
No.
Right. Oh, it's this year.
Was it?
Yeah. Was it? It was probably like January. Something like that.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
It was just really early this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've done a good job.
Yeah. You had a killer regional.
Oh yes.
Yep. That was good. That was a good. That was a really good experience to be on that side, and I had a lot of fun. Yeah. So that's probably the big thing. Midgard was also a pretty good experience, not just from an X-Wing standpoint, but just from being a small participant in that whole ordeal, that whole convention. It was really cool. I'm looking forward to the next one, and some, we've had some messages from some people that might be coming over. That's going to be very exciting for next year.
I have been asked about it.
I heard that some people were looking into accommodations. I guess from also, I think we've been seeing the streaming sort of, I guess it's, I wouldn't say, maybe it's, is it a new community or like more streaming organizers or just more streamed games than ever, I think. And so we're getting to see a lot, a lot more of great quality games.
And quality streamers as well.
Oh yeah, the streaming has become excellent. So that's a standout, I think, And also, if we want to go into that, the fact that that we had a great world with a very, I think it was a very unexpected outcome, but some great games that were streamed there. I think.
Yeah,
for me, that's pretty much it.
I was commentating as well at Worlds.
You were?
I remember that. Yes. Yeah, on the X-Wing Junkies.
I know. It wasn't a question. It was a statement. You were. Yeah.
And I was also getting streamed, extremely drunk. On the
really?
Goldies.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that. Oh, really? At the Goldies?
Yeah, at the Goldies, yeah.
We're kind of messed up there.
Yep.
And loud.
And loud. We were like Coach Aaron loud.
Oh, was it like, oh, you're the Vikings?
No, not like that. We just talked loud.
Please tell me that you did not do the Viking clap.
No. I don't think so.
I hope
I
not.
I doubt it. But I had Brennywin with me, so...
Yeah.
Okay, well...
We had Brennywin, so I think we heckled Dion a little bit too much while he was announcing all the stuff.
Well, we weren't the only ones.
Oh, no, for sure.
And, yeah, Mark Stewart brought whiskey, I remember that. Just from the bottle. That was a mistake.
Yeah. So, beer and vodka and whiskey...
Yeah, and Brennivin.
Sounds like the Goldies were a standout for 2018 as well.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, yeah. Part of Worlds, it was just a barrel of fun. Whole weekend.
Cool.
And Well, we got nominated as a best new podcast, which we won't get nominated again unless we stop with this and start a new one. We might do that.
That's what would you call that?
I don't know.
Icelandic Squadron Radio.
Just Thule Squadron Radio. Just drop the H.
Thule.
Something, I don't know.
Yeah,
Thule.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah.
No, we also were nominated as a best international podcast.
Yep.
Which was won by our friends at the 186.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think we can lose this to a better podcast.
No, I doubt it. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Cool.
And we also got nominated for best performance by a non-meta meta list on stream.
Yeah. Well. We're gonna take that as well because that was we're gonna own that.
And we own that shit.
And we won that.
And we won. 3-time nominated, 1-time, you know.
Yeah.
Winners and goldies.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, we're owning that.
Yeah.
Because we totally deserve that.
All right. Do you guys want to get on with some content, or are you finished?
This isn't content, or
this is content.
This is a Christmas show. This is the last show. It's supposed to be. I mean, we can have boring shows every other show, but this should be fun, right?
Okay.
We can at least try to make it fun.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. You winning it. Let's do it. Okay.
Let's do it.
Yep.
No, he doesn't win. We were talking content.
Shh. Don't tell him. Just let him win. What's this? Let the Wookiee win.
What's this in the show notes about Princess Leia wishes you what?
Oh yeah. I was just gonna put in a sound clip.
Okay.
That's
fine.
So would that be now or
no,
is that,
that already happened.
That already happened.
Yeah.
Ah.
Okay.
You just
very good.
Don't know it yet.
Are you gonna? Will I have to actually listen to our show to know what it's about?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Wave two. First impressions.
Yep.
Okay.
Wave two dropped here in Iceland as almost
finally.
Everywhere else, except I think. Brazil, I think Brazil got the short end of the stick there because
again.
Oh, was it? No, that was just 2.0, which they got.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was the whole 2.0. Yeah.
The whole 2.0. So
not that wave two is going to do them much good without what came into in the first shipment, but no. Okay, but yeah. Finally, it's here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, first impressions.
What do you think?
About the Wave 2 stuff, mm-hmm. I actually like the Rey change. I think it's neat. I don't think she's so wildly spiky damage like she used to be, but she's got potential. And the T-70s are lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the A-wings, I like.
My statement is, obviously I'm talking about hyperspace, but I'm gonna just put it out there. Poe Dameron might be the best pilot in the game now.
Oh, for sure. I think so.
Just hands down.
Yeah,
I think so as well.
Yeah,
obviously, if you take cost into account, but if you think about it, okay, Boba is probably a better pilot, but he costs like 30 points more.
Mm, I'm still saying that Boba is the best one in hyperspace.
Yeah, but
Boba versus Poe.
I think Poe would win that.
He would need a bid.
I would say, yeah, Paul would win that.
Why? Why would you say that?
Because
double reposition PS6?
Yes, exactly because of this.
Well, then you would have to move after Boba, really.
Boba is in the city 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Poe is a 6.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, well, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So the initiative wouldn't matter there. So. No, sorry. Boop. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And as well, you can have different configurations on Poe as well. I don't think you have a standard build. Well, obviously you take the title,
at the moment,
yeah.
That's the same with Boba, though. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you. I'm just, sort of wondering what the argument is.
No, but still in hyperspace format, I think we do have a specific Boba build because we don't have all the shenanigans. We can have. We don't have 000. We don't have IG-88 in hyperspace. Mm-hmm. We only have Han Gunner. We only have Rax Pack. I don't remember what it's called.
Perceptive Copilot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't still have all those shenanigans. So, Debris Gambit maybe on or off. Just depends on points, but yeah.
I've been looking heavily at a heavy Poe and a light Ray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying really hard to disagree with you still.
Yeah.
Don't
How's
know
that
if I
going
can,
for you?
It's not going well at all.
No, because you kind of agree with us, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to, right? Because then it just becomes this one-dimensional conversation where everybody agrees, right?
Yeah.
So I want to try to take a stance, and sort of get the conversation going. But yeah. But
I see your point. I agree with you, but no.
That's how it is, right?
I haven't actually had a chance to fly any second editions. Wave 2 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've flown against Wave 2 stuff, but I haven't flown it yet.
Yep.
I was going to last weekend, but we'll talk about that later in the episode.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I think Poe is definitely really good. He's very difficult to pin down.
Mm-hmm.
Double repositioning. He has, if you put R4 on him, he has his dial is great. He doesn't really care that he's stressed all that much. And he's surprisingly resilient also to damage. So yeah, I mean, I have to. I'll concede.
And also, you can put heroic on him. It's one of the it's Poe or the A-wings that heroics go to, right?
Heroic is a tricky one. I mean, of course, it does prevent you from blanking out.
Yeah.
I
would say it's not a good card, but it only costs 1 point. So, if it works, I don't know, once in a tournament, sure.
Mm.
It has.
Yeah, I'm conflicted. Because there are better EPTs out there. I mean, talents. So, but if you're taking a really heavy ace or like Poe, and you're having you can build them up to 100 points if you want to, and that one critical moment where you would blank out against a torpedo or something, and you'd be able to reroll and not lose the game at that time, that might actually just be worth it.
Mm-hmm. It is, especially on Poe.
I'm not sure though, but because it doesn't happen all that often, then if it happens, you can always roll like a focus blank after it.
Yeah.
Well, me and Haukon saw it happen on a proton rocket.
Dying
proton rocket.
That's an absurd. You want to calculate the odds of that happening ever again?
And then add to the equation that he forgot that he had heroic. Yeah. So he didn't re-roll the dice.
That is too nasty.
Poor guy, yeah. No fun at all. No fun at all.
Yeah, well. That was, yeah, that was funny.
Well, I think, yeah. But I mean, the question here is, Aid, though, I mean, of course, there are really good talent upgrades, mm-hmm. but what
are
talent,
there? Though,
what
really?
No, but yeah, there are. I mean, Crackshot is a very good talent upgrade. Odds are you're going to be pulling that one off multiple times, in a tournament. But the question is Crackshot necessarily better on Poe, or better on the A-wings than Heroic? Just because of this, the way that it can pull you out of this really, really difficult situation where you would potentially be killed or a game might be decided on a bad roll.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the worth of that?
I like the Heroic on the defensive dice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Better than the offensive dice. It's just...
Well,
I don't know
why. You have more chances to blank out.
On the T-70, yeah.
On yeah, no, on just on two dice, two green dice more.
Yeah, on T-70, but there are two red ones on the A-wings. I don't know why I prefer taking Heroic for the green dice. It's just for a safety net.
Well, the green dice are worse than red dice.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
they are.
Higher, yeah. Now I know why. And I mean, taking Heroic and Crackshot on new A-wings, it's fine. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there's the Lulu A-wing, the one that gets stress and then rolls more red, one more red tie and one less green tie. Heroic is awesome on her.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice flavor thing. It's not awesome. I like on Poe, I would probably be running Lone Wolf.
If you're flying him with, I don't know, let's say Rey, yeah, Lone Wolf, definitely.
Yeah.
But that's a two-ship build. But as soon as you have three ships, I'm not sure.
Or four. You could do Poe with three A-wings.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say three or more ships.
Yep.
Yeah. But in a two-ship build, yeah, I would put Lone Wolf there. True.
Well, if you were going to put Lone Wolf on Poe in a two-ship list, what would you put on Rey?
Oh, you have a skinny Rey.
She doesn't have a talent. Okay.
She has a force thing.
Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, but if you think about it, you really need Lone Wolf to like trigger twice for it to be as effective or more effective than the Heroic.
Mm-hmm. And but still, you can if you aren't in range two of your own ship, you can use it every round.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So Lone Wolf gives you more returns, even though it's four points against the one point.
Yeah,
and you're putting it on a ship that cost upwards to 90 points or something. I don't know however you want to build it. I will probably be putting everything in the kitchen sink into him. So,
But of course, I mean the flip side to that is though that with Lone Wolf you're only rerolling one dice.
Yeah,
and
but one die every turn.
Yeah.
Well, potentially on every roll.
Potentially.
Yeah.
And the Heroic thing might happen once, twice a game, if you're unlucky.
Yeah. It depends. It depends on I guess what the dice that you're rolling. Probably defensively, it might proc more often.
Okay, I played a game with two T-70s.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that I blank out with the with the results being focus and evade much more consistently than double blanks.
Oh sure. I mean I think both Lone Wolf this and heroic work much better when you're doing modded roles.
Yeah,
I think that's a given. Especially heroic. Heroic is becomes a much stronger ability if you're modded when you're doing the rerolls.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically all you're looking for then is paint in an interaction.
Yep.
And probably, I don't know the math about it, but the odds of rolling two or three blanks and into two and three blanks are potentially much less than rolling one blank into another blank. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, true. Okay. So. What? Nothing. So, is it a good card or not? That's what's the conclusion?
I think it's good. Sure.
I think it's a good card. I think it's definitely something that I would consider putting into a build, and especially if I was looking at a multiple ship build, not only because it's a good card, but also because it's just a cheap card. Mm-hmm. It's a cheap talent to put on multiple ships.
Yeah, I would say it's a cheap talent. It's not necessarily a good one. It's a cheap. But it can be good.
Sure.
True.
Who's disagreeing now?
Who's disagreeing now? Yeah, I'm trying to do something. I don't know.
That's cool. Okay.
Okay. On two dice. On two green dice, I think it's somewhere around 14%. Am I wrong?
That's your roll blanks.
Yeah, double blanks.
Well, we can calculate that.
It's like 0.375 times 0.375, I think.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Talk something while I'm doing this, man.
The suspense is killing me. you do the very complicated math.
Okay. Yeah.
Multiplication. okay, so we're talking about the heroic.
Yeah, should we maybe, while Gisli's doing that, should we move on to, because, you know, we talked a lot about Kylo last episode and the potential of Kylo. I mean, now that he's out there, how do you feel about him?
Well, I'm just really, really, really glad that he's not a PS6. That would just be, I would just.
Well, Kylo.
If Super Kylo.
Kylo is either the worst thing you can face or just okay to face. It depends on whether you move before him or after him.
Basically,
that's
yes.
Basically that.
Yeah, you have to work really hard to get Kylo if you're moving after him.
Yeah,
and basically have to ignore anything else if you want to kill him first, which is probably the a bad decision going after him.
It's probably I think going after Kylo is if he's in a list, it's probably your win condition.
Yeah, or even just kill everything else and survive on points.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough trying to get him. But Supernatural Kylo, I mean, did you guys think about it? I mean, he has auto thrusters, so he can boost barrel, green turn, and then do whatever.
Do an action, yeah. And he can, well, how's his, well, does he have a linked action?
No.
No, he doesn't have a linked action, no. But he has auto thrusters.
He can boost barrel roll, and then you can do a green maneuver, focus sword target lock.
No, I was just wondering if he had a linked action, then he could potentially boost barrel roll, do a green maneuver, do an action unlinked after that. But obviously, if he doesn't have a linked action, then yeah, three actions per turn.
Mm.
Yeah, double reposition.
But why per turn? He would only be able to do it every other turn.
Every other turn, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Every other turn to do what?
Yeah, the four action thing. Because he ends up stressed, and then he can't super.
Oh yeah, you're not. Yeah. He can put like prime thrusters.
you have prime thrusters, so he can do it whenever. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
I forgot about prime thrusters.
Yeah, so he can just basically, if he doesn't have more than two stress, he could just, yeah, I like yeah. boosting barrel and doing green things.
No, but he still wouldn't be able to do four actions every turn, guys.
No, sure.
He can only boost or barrel roll while stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're never gonna be hunting him in a way where he needs to do four actions per turn.
No.
Just that's not a thing.
No. It was just the question of whether he could, and he can't.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I was actually facing a list with Null, and he had the squad leader, so he could coordinate.
Right. How was that?
I mean, he's moving at PS7, and he can coordinate to Kylo. How do you think it was? So that was fun.
Null is the TIE FO, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
TIE FO.
Yeah. He's the PS7 guy. Yeah. That becomes a PS0 if he's hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to shoot him a little bit, wound him, and then you can focus on Kylo.
Yeah. You have to drop the shield and one hit, one hull.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, even though you have squad leader on him and he becomes a PS0, he can still coordinate at PS0.
Yeah.
So it's still a coordination.
Yeah, and then he can save his force.
And he can become the best blocker in the game, almost, because no one is at zero.
Yeah.
And still coordinate.
And still coordinate. He always gets off his coordinate because nobody's blocked him.
If he wants so.
Yeah. Hmm? That's a fun list.
Yeah.
So, for the Imperials, we were talking about Heroic. And
fanatical.
That's what the, whatever you call it, First Order got it.
Mm-hmm. Faction trait. Talent.
Faction-specific elite faction. Pilot talent,
yes.
Fanatical. So, and that is, while you perform an attack, if you are not shielded, you may change one focus result to a hit. I had to read that up because I didn't know what it was.
No, it's good. I think it's good to explain what's on the cards.
Yep.
We probably need to do that more often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Right.
I gotta say, Fanatical, it's a fantastic cards.
Yeah.
It's on the TIE FO.
Yep. It's 2 points. So putting him on a swarm, would be, you know, everybody's evading and you get a free focus if you're starting to get hurt.
It makes you have to, you know, target prioritize. You have to take down a ship.
Yeah.
You can't just live on half points.
Can you imagine somebody, you know, fly a trajectory bomb into a TIE FO swarm, getting everybody's shield off, and everybody gets a soft focus?
Shit. That was a mistake.
But it's only on the offensive, the soft focus.
Oh, yeah,
it's not a defensive ability.
Yeah. But still.
But it leaves your action for an evade or something, or even more, target lock.
And you also have great FO pilots. Well, Midnight, obviously, that's the old Omega leader, but you can't use Duke anymore because that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. No, you'd have to use AD every round here.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm actually just stunned that Duke works the way it does. Because it's so needed to be like a bullseye arc upgrade. Or range one.
Yeah.
I think a bullseye would have been fair.
Yeah.
Two points and bullseye. Yeah.
Yeah, the same effect as Predator. I would have liked to have seen that.
Yeah.
Mm.
They screwed up.
Lower the cost instead. Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
Yeah, sure. I think so too.
Yeah, but really like that card.
Okay.
I really like it.
Okay. Worth the 2 points?
Sorry?
On cheap ships, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's definitely worth the 2 points. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay.
Only not only because you know, it makes you prioritize on ships if you're flying against.
And it's actually interesting because First Order, they don't have any ships that come only with hull. All of their ships so far have shields on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, there's nothing you can slap it on and it starts working right away.
Mm-hmm. No.
And you know, I flew against Quickdraw with Fanatical. Even though Quickdraw has 3 shields, I wasn't able to finish up off the shields in one turn. I really tried. I had a range 1 shot with Fen, and a range 1 shot with Old Terek, but it didn't work.
Okay.
So after that, Quickdraw became just a monster. Even though she only used her ability once, only because she had 3 dice with Fanatical and the focus, and maybe a target lock.
Yeah.
Just, it was silly good. Mm-hmm. 3 sure. hits every round, and then the focus for.
Yeah, that's kind of funny because you know, you always try to get the shields off so that she, and then she. Triggers the Fanatical
instead. So
yeah, it's like, that's a little bit cool.
Yeah, it is. So
okay.
I mean, yeah, we're not gonna go, you know, pilot by pilot.
No.
We already talked about that. So
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So best pilot, Poe Dameron. Best ship.
Out of the wave.
Yeah.
TIE Silencer.
Really? I was gonna say the A-wing.
Okay. Why?
Because it's cheap. It's really quick, and it has the rear arc, which makes it. Really unpredictable as well. It's not a huge hitter or anything like that, but you can't really follow it. You can't. You have no idea where it's gonna be.
You can on the silencer.
Yeah, you can on the silencer, but think about the cost.
Sure. Yeah. I mean. If you're
building Kylo, he's costing anywhere from 100 to 120 points.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and most A-wings cost around 55 points.
Yeah.
If you're building them at all.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming you want some bite from them, you need to put a munitions of sorts on them. So you'll be around 50-ish.
Well, do you need to put munitions on an A-wing? I'm not sure that you do.
You don't need to.
No.
But what are you putting the A-wing in there for?
Well, it depends on the list. I mean, I think it's more than just a filler ship. I think you can. Mm-hmm. I think they're both some of the named pilots and.
They have excellent named pilots.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're fun.
Sure. Yeah. So I don't know. I think you can build a list with multiple A-wings that are slim, and kit them out at maybe I don't know, somewhere around between 36 and 40 points or something. Maybe around 40 points each. Put 5 in a list, and you have a pretty good list.
The thing is, they're annoying.
They're annoying to fly because
no, they're annoying to fly against because they are always there, plinking away.
Sure.
And you really have no idea where they're going to be.
Okay.
And like the list that Haakon was flying, he was flying Poe with two named A-wings.
Sure. Oh yeah, they're barrels of fun. They have potential, and they have got their roles to fill in lists, but it's still like they've inherited the A-wing syndrome. You know, their initial engagement, and someone's got a range 3 shot of them, and he gets 3 hits through.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't have to happen anymore.
No, because you have heroic.
Because you have heroic.
Of course you're rolling blank focus. Come on, guys. You know this.
But then you've modded. You have your focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you only take the 3 hits.
2.
No, I mean, they're so fragile. Mm-hmm. And with the... You can't focus evade like you can could in, you know, in first edition.
Yeah, they're just no ship can do that, and no ship should be able to do that.
Well, yeah, Tyrfell can.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah, true.
What? How? Yeah, I can evade and get that.
If it's in the bullseye.
Yeah. Okay, that's beside the point. I mean, I've flown a lot of A-wings. Yeah. And where they fall short is it's so situational when they actually do what they I mean they don't bite so hard, so you have to work really hard to make it work, and then they just blow up.
Oh well, still they do bite. I mean, what's the pilot's name that you can roll 3 die attack as well?
Lulu.
Yeah, I've flown her last Tuesday.
She bites and
still only 3.
Yeah, but three bites.
Three is the normal now. I mean,
they're good. I would actually say
they're
good. They're
a little
fun.
Bit above normal.
But I would say that they are by far not the best ship in the expansion.
In the wave thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And fair enough.
Yeah. But you know, they're one of my favorite ships in the game, so I'm gonna be playing them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna
sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm not saying they're overpowered or anything like that. I just think this ship in this wave is according to me, the best ship in the wave.
Okay. I think just there's a better two dice primary attack ship in the wave.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a TIE fighter.
I think my favorite ship in the wave is the TIE SF.
Oh, the TIE SF. I was talking about the Mining Guild.
Yeah, I'm talking about the TIE SF.
The Mining Guild TIE, it's got a 2 and 3 attack and defense. And
the same as the A-wing.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to think about asteroids.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, but it's
a ship building.
Okay, but as a chassis, I mean, we're talking about the chassis and not the ability of it, right?
Yeah, well, the ability is part of the chassis now, right? We should.
Oh right, yeah, the nuts. Okay, it's the nuts stabilizers. Okay. Yeah.
It's the cheapest one is what, 23 points, like a normal TIE fighter, and it like trades off. Yeah. Okay. 24, and it trades off the like the 5 straightish red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think one other thing, but
yeah, 3K turn is red.
If you're talking about cheap ships with potential, I think that wins it by a landslide. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You got a point there.
Yeah, definitely. But what about the TIE SF? I mean, you have a 2 attack, 2 turret, 2 evade, 3 hull, 3 shields.
And it's not a 2 turret. It's a front and back.
Two front and back. Yeah, back arc. But it is a turret. It is a turret. It's a heavy weapon turret. Mm-hmm. And you need to rotate it to be able to fire out the battle pack art. So
which is a wide action.
Which is a wide action.
Sure,
and it's linked to all the actions. So,
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a tool.
Yeah, the Special Forces tie is really good. Yeah. I think it's more wholesome than in 1.0 because you can't abuse quick draw as much.
Don't have expertise anymore.
No, we're talking about the chassis, guys. We're not talking we're not talking about the abilities.
No. Yeah, but I agree with you there.
This is relating to the ability because TISF as just a generic one isn't, you know, overpowered, abusive or anything. Mm-hmm. Where you put the title and shoot front back and, you know, I don't know. I think it's I like that ship more than in first edition.
Yeah.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the SF, and I think the sensor upgrade also makes it really, really strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the title is a must.
And they sort of make up for it, you know, a little bit by having changed some of the name pilots a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they would have made, you know, kept the chassis like this with everything, and then had the pilots the way they were, it mm-hmm. would have been way overpowered.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank God they changed, what was it? Backdraft?
Backdraft, yeah.
That was crazy in 1.0, even for 1.0.
Yeah.
So was quick draw. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
quick draw is not all that much difference, really. Is he?
Well, just no. Her ability is the same.
It's the same.
But you need to put the gunner on, and even then, you need to have already decided on whether you want to be shooting front back or only front.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing your actions, you can't decide that on like losing the shield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's really good.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you don't have lightweight frame, and you don't have expertise or the old fire control system.
Yeah,
I had completely forgotten about expertise. Man, that was a broken card. Okay, well, anyway. I loved playing it, but it was super broken.
Yeah.
You're telling me I played Ray.
Well, okay, we were talking about the A-wings, and Ayat had something more to say about the A-wings.
Oh, hold on. I'm gonna put my headphones on mute while he goes about this.
No, I just noticed something about point cost and the new A-wings, which obviously is just an upgraded version of the Rebel A-wings.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're
better in almost every way, I think, though.
In many ways, yes. I was thinking that the Rebel ones would get a point reduction next season, or you know, after they do the points thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to this conclusion because I was looking at the Green Squadron pilot versus Green Squadron expert, which is the resistance one, and they're both initiative 3 generics, and what the resistance one gets that the Rebel one doesn't get is an extra talent slot, a tech slot. The dial is upgraded. Mm-hmm. Three banks are green, and I actually thought the A-wing dial couldn't get better, but they did change it. And then it of course gets the front and rear turret, and the rotate is a linked action.
Mm-hmm.
Linked off any action. And
is it wired as well?
No, they that actually get stressed by using the micro thruster thingy, whatever it's called. And even with all these upgrades, they're both evaluated the same at 34 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was stunned when I saw the points for it, when I actually started looking at it. So I'm thinking that Rebel One should get like a 3 or 4 points reduction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my point in that would be I think they're only going to balance points in hyperspace.
That would just be stupid.
But that's beside the point, though. I think. I mean,
I understand. If both of them would be allowed in.
Yeah, I mean, system opens are extended, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, so they would want to balance it, even only if they want to be like having it as a beta before they moved into hyperspace. Then you would want to try to balance it before you introduce it to
maybe a little
hyperspace.
Bit, but obviously I have no idea if they're gonna do it, but it's my feeling that they will just try to keep with hyperspace and use hyperspace even more. And
right, but
keep,
how
keep extended as Wild Wild West.
But really. how do you think they're gonna, I mean, how do you see them doing that without making points adjustments, without, you know, outside of hyperspace? That if they don't do that, that means that they're just either always going to have hyperspace a format that's limited to the new stuff, or they're going to do it in a way where it's only a subset of something like 16 or maybe 4 ships of faction that are somehow balanced out. And that it's just not possible. They need to adjust across the line, or else they're never going to be able to bring anything else into hyperspace.
Yeah.
No, because when they bring stuff into hyperspace, when they change hyperspace, they will do a points balance.
Why would they want to do it just when they introduce it to a hyperspace?
That makes no sense to me.
No, because
they
have said it. Every 6 months, they will
change
hyperspace, change points. Points
yeah.
balance.
But why would they only want to change the points on stuff not in hyperspace when they introduce it into hyperspace? Why would they want to do it like that?
I need to gather my thoughts here. Gisli, did you say that they have declared that they're only going to adjust points for ships that are in hyperspace?
No, they haven't declared that.
No.
They were saying they are going to change hyperspace up every 6 months with points.
With the points
as well.
Yeah.
And change up points. They did mention hyperspace especially.
No, so they're just they're going to be doing points adjustments overall every 6 months.
Yeah.
So it would make no sense for them not to adjust ships that are outside of hyperspace.
No, I'm not saying they won't be doing anything, but I'm guessing most of it will be hyperspace ships. They are really, really focusing on the hyperspace.
Oh, sure. The concentration will, of course, be on the hyperspace side of it, where the balance matters more, maybe.
Yeah, and of course, some things go in both ways, really, because let's say proton torpedoes, they are too cheap. They should be, I think, around 12 points now, and that would also be fair in extended.
Okay, but we're getting a little bit off point here. I mean, I think let's go back to the A-wings.
Mm-hmm.
Rewind.
Yeah.
So going back to the point adjustment. It's a good point, Ed. I think maybe because of the way that it's set up, and you have this excellent way to compare the Green Squadron pilots between the two factions, mm-hmm. and you can see the clear difference of it. When you're doing it on the X-wings, the T-70s cost a little bit more. But it's actually not much more than just a shield upgrade on the generics, and then you take into consideration the different upgrades and the different upgrades that you can put on the chassis, that yeah,
different actions and
well,
and
that's really just boost barrel roll for the T65 and T70.
Yeah,
I think that's the only difference there. But you have the tech slot on the T70. You have the hard point on the T70. So you have. I think there's definitely a state where the resistance ships that are, you know, in parentheses newer, you know, both newer in release and newer in the sagas as well.
Right.
They're more bang for buck. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I mean, X-Wing, T-70 X-Wing and T-65 X-Wing, they have differences. They're not completely the same ship, and the newer one has upgrades. And they're, you know, definitely costed. Whereas it's totally not that in with the A-Wings.
But might it be that the new A-Wing is just under-costed instead of the old one overcosted?
I mean, you could argue that, but they just released the RZ too.
I agree.
I mean,
it's very difficult to argue that, actually, though.
Yeah. Well, it was just a point. I agree with you there, but it was just a point to make.
Yeah. And I actually, this for me is such a massively interesting thing to think about, exactly from this point, because it's such a clear deficit between these two RZ1s and RZ2, and so the next point change, we will actually just know how they're gonna be balancing and what they're what they're really looking to when they're balancing stuff.
Let's just say I'm really, really looking forward to January.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
Just a couple of weeks away, right?
Just to see their thinking process, how they're going to do things.
And there's another, actually, look at a way to look at things, because we also probably have to think about all the other ships in the factions, what you can bring with them, how they should be costed. So that's probably a counterpoint for them being, you know, the green squadrons being costed down. I don't know.
Well, that's very interesting. I mean, on one hand, you have the argument that says that within a vacuum, if I put a green veteran A-wing RZ1 on the table against an RZ2, and they cost the same in a vacuum, why should one be better than the other?
Exactly. it shouldn't.
But then you have the mechanics of X-Wing not being so much of a game that revolves around one ship, but rather than being a coherent list building squadron building game where you're looking at the dynamics of many many ships put together.
Exactly. I think that is the only counterpoint for not balancing it at the Green Squadron.
But is that a counterpoint? Is that a counterpoint?
Extent. I mean, if you just put it in the FFG formula and where you have the initiative value is that much points and the chassis is that much point that many points and you know two red die is that many points. I mean, if you just go point for points, I mean, the aiming could go down to where, like, headhunter territory?
Could be.
It is definitely gonna be...
No, I wouldn't say that. The aiming can both boost and barrel, and the aiming has three green dice.
No, two.
But well, how much do you... How many points do you put on a green maneuver?
Well,
how many points do you get per talent slot? How many points should you price the tech slot? How many points should you evaluate the extra arc that they have?
Well, this is interesting. I mean, are green dice, is green dice one extra shield in the game? Is it two extra shields in the game?
Exactly. I mean,
is it a shield and a hull? It's difficult to say. Mm-hmm. But we can take the discussion in further. We can say, okay, let's build RZ1, a T-65, and a YT-1300, right, a Falcon. And mm-hmm. you know, you do these on a generic level. You put a shield upgrade on the T-65, so it has equal amount of shields as the T-70. And for the rebel list, it's 161 points. For the resistance list, and I put a hull upgrade on the YT there. It's a little bit worse still because it doesn't come out. It's missing bolt. It's missing like the shield,
Shields up.
Sure. Okay. Two shields on it. I can't do it actually, but we can calculate the points on what that would be.
Yeah, for okay. point calculation.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. And well, this can't be right. Oh yeah. It's right. Okay. So that would be 158 points.
So eight and points under.
It's 8 points under. Yeah. No, it's 3 points under actually, but it has so many more talent upgrades and so many more. But you know, but you're not using any of this, just raw, and it's a little bit cheaper just for that.
Then you have to account for that the turret thing is red. That's the difference, right? Mm-hmm.
On the resistance sympathizer, yeah. So it's a little bit cheaper and it's a little bit worse.
Yeah. So if you're doing changes to ships, everything costs points. That's how you get the point value of the actual chassis.
Sure.
If you extrapolate that downwards from the RC2 down to RC1, I mean, and if you remove it from the RC1, I mean, yeah, you. It should be dramatically decreased in points, the Rebel 1, but it's not going to be dramatic. You're probably going to see around 2 or 3 points down.
What I'm actually trying to get at is that.
Yeah.
So, the resistance list is coming a little bit worse, but the RZ. A2, if you kit it out, it's going to be more expensive. So potentially you're getting fewer of those into a squad than you would with the RZ1. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. But if you don't, you get as many. And it's better.
Only with regards to a dial.
You can shoot out the back.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. True. No, but... Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. You can shoot out the back.
Yep.
That is better. You're right.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Well, I was going to talk about the hyperspace, but I got to mention, we got a new article just 5 minutes ago.
What the hell?
Yep.
Really?
Give me a link.
Is it in the show notes?
No. It's a season 4 attack run kit.
Jesus.
It's prices every month. First month, second month, it's just all torts. It's
what?
Basically that. Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
New systems for new edition. Nothing really, it's just they're talking about a relaxed competition.
That is a sweet defender. Wow.
Hmm.
See that? Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could paint like that.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Okay. Hyperspace. Yay or nay?
Yay. I understand.
Doesn't anyone want to disagree about it? We should have brought Paul to the show.
Yeah, we could have. Definitely.
Call him.
No, but I understand the frustration that people are going through. I understand the people that say, well, you know, I just want to be able to play everything, and I don't want FFG limiting my choices on a tournament. I get that.
Yeah,
I do.
Well,
that's probably the same people that were the loudest ones about TLTs being now overpowered and they should be banned, and certain lists being, you know, in 1.0.
TLTs were overpowered and should have been banned.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I still like hyperspace.
No, they didn't make it to 2.0, so kind of in a way they were banned.
Mm-hmm. No, you're missing my point. I'm talking about the people that are complaining about hyperspace are probably the same people that complained about banning TLTs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote it down here. Old man yells at clouds.
Yeah. Damn you! I mean, yeah. At the moment, I want to say, I'm really excited about the. Not excited. I'm very positive towards the hyperspace thing. You know, mm-hmm. that we have a fixed pool of ships, and that's really balanced, and you pick what you want to fly in that particular pool. But at the moment, I don't get really excited for what's in the pool. So I get why people are frustrated.
I think that's only because the pool is quite small now.
Yeah, but it's four ships now.
I'm 110% sure that it will get bigger.
I am too.
Both as ships and as pilots. You might get some pilots allowed in some ships and other not.
Yeah. I just hope they're fast about it, you know. You got the faction 6 and 7 coming out. And if we're only going to have four ships in the pool until the wave after that release,
yeah,
that's a hell of a long time.
Yeah, I agree with you there, but so I actually think the pool won't really get that much bigger except for those two waves as well. Until
wave four? After the
wave four, then might get bigger.
We don't know. I just hope FFG is moving at a brisk pace about this, so we can have more varied options for all the factions.
Yeah, but do we really want to be buying five ships every month?
No.
I mean, I don't care if they introduce a couple of waves where it's only for the new factions, it's fine. If it get those factions up to like six or seven ships, and that means tournaments will be more fun, I think.
Have you guys decided on whether you're going to move on into the new factions?
I'm going to.
Not
moving. I'm going to buy into them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've already bought into Resistance. I'm not hurrying into buying First Order because there's nothing there I want to play just now.
I did both.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Christmas
and
time.
I'm super super excited about the droids.
The Separatists. Yeah.
The Separatists, yes.
I'm a bit torn on it. On one hand, it's always kind of fun when something new comes along and it gives you a little bit more flexibility in what you want to do. Specifically, you know, if we're going to be moving more into hyperspace, and I think the players that are limited to factions or have limited them to factions in some degree are probably suffering a little bit more within the hyperspace format, because it's they're not only limited to faction, they're also limited to that specific subset of ships and pilots and upgrades that haven't been allowed into hyperspace. So I think that's probably the segment of players that's complaining the most about it. I think the more flexibility that you have between factions, hyperspace is not going to affect you as much, because you could just then always decide to play something else. Yeah. On the other hand, that's a huge investment, right?
Yeah, but still, it is easier than to just become competitive in some other faction. If you're only investing in that faction, it's not really expensive to invest in another faction just within the hyperspace rules.
Short term, but long term, it might become so.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just an extension to this. I'm looking at the Rebel faction. There's nothing rare there that's really catching my eye. You know, I can't seem to make a list that I want to fly. So I'll be just going hard into the Resistance one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think, yeah. No.
It's the same with me with the Imperials. I mean, I'm a heavy Imperial player, but it's nothing really there now. But I don't know, in 2 months it might be something.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think actually Scum or even First Order, I'm gonna be flying that more. But then again, like I said, rotation. I like the rotation, and I hope they don't do it too frequently though. Mm. I want to be able to practice a little bit, and I want to see the meta kind of stabilize for a little while before they rotate again.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I really like the Wild West one to 2 months after a wave release or something.
Sure.
But I also like when it stables down, something really good comes along. People start playing that, and then the meta game starts. People start building lists to counter that list. That's something I really like.
Sure.
As well in a game.
Yeah, that's part of the fun.
Yeah. But still, we in first edition, we had lists like Final Form, and it just had the right name because it was the Final Form. It had everything. You really didn't need to fly anything else.
And then 5-Action came along.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that was of course just, I think, FFG saying, "Ah, fuck it, let them fly 5 X-wings."
Yeah.
We're doing 2.0 anyway.
most definitely.
Yeah.
But still, rotation. I don't think I don't know any game that has been made worse by rotation. At least a living game. I mean, X-Wing is a living game, like Magic and other card games and Warhammer and stuff like that. It's a living game.
Yeah, that's what people say. I don't have any first-hand knowledge, but the theory is sounds sound to me. I think it'll be positive for the competitive X-Wing scene.
No, I never played Warhammer or Magic, but it's just a hearsay and talking to people who do play it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I just need more time to play.
Yep. I need to play like 4 times a week.
Yeah.
Well, that's like saying you need to be 14 again or something, because that's the only time we.
Yeah.
The only point of your life where you have time to do that.
Or
retire. You can do that as well.
Oh, yeah. Become an instant millionaire and say, yeah.
That's a solid plan. You buy a lot of
I'm gonna make an Instagram account and become famous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Playing X-Wing.
X-Wing.
Yeah.
Doing selfies with babes. And they're like playing double decimators. You're being all cool and doing some hipster list with some whisper, you know. doing sexy things.
Because Whisper is hipster?
I don't know. It's an imaginary world where you have topless babes playing X-Wing. What do you expect?
Okay. Okay.
Dude.
So, yeah. Should we get on with the next topic?
Do we have a next topic?
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to talk about our Christmas or Xmas special tournament.
Ah. That's always one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Haukon was the TO.
Mm-hmm.
It was held in Nexus, the new store.
Mm-hmm.
150 points, 60 minutes, and hyperspace only.
Yep. Organized in 3 days.
Yep.
Good job.
And we had 20 players.
Or 18 in the end. 18 or 19 in the end, I think. I think we played on 9 tables. And there was one odd player.
Odd player.
19. Then. Odd is in odd number, not odd is in strange.
Yeah. I remember because I got a bye after losing my first 2 games.
Yes.
And I was the lowest of the bunch.
Yes.
You did really well.
So you did not accomplish your goal.
Which was?
To lose 3 games.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I said it in the chat. I was going to lose 3 games.
You did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it's.
And but Haukon, do you want to announce who the winner was?
I didn't want to announce it at the tournament. Why would I want to announce it now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because reasons.
Yeah, because of reasons. Okay, so so I ended up winning the tournament.
Yeah. As a TO.
Yeah.
As a TO.
Mm. And I can tell you guys that I played against Haukon and he cheats.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how. I didn't see it, but I just know.
I mean, there's a certain kind of stink from it when he has to repair the rounds like 4 or 5 times until he gets the result that he wants, and
Ed,
then he wins.
Ed, I get that because he was using Tome.
Yeah. So
repair.
So about 10 minutes before we started, I fire up. Through the software.
Cryodex,
right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. And I try to download and get the new file, and my computer doesn't let me. So I try going on to the tabletop .tt site and put in the tournament there. And that works well right up until the point where I'm going to try to generate a round. And then just something went wrong there as well. It said that rounds were generated, but then when I tried to look at the round, it said, well, we're still waiting for the round to be generated. And then last resort, Tome.
At that time, everybody was laughing at you, by the way.
No, not at that point. No. This is before everybody started laughing at me. I was actually, I was able to accomplish all of this in about 12 minutes to go, try 3 different softwares, enter all of the players into 2 of them, and generate a round. Yeah, that was pretty fast work.
You're awesome.
I had a sense of accomplishment then. Right up until I started pairing for the second round.
Cool. And if only actually, you could play that briskly.
Actually, I don't think that it was a tone problem. I think probably there was a setting
that I
didn't check a checkbox somewhere that I either checked and I shouldn't have, or I should have checked and I didn't.
Yeah. Because you rerounded 7 times or something?
Yeah, for the second round. And then for the third round, I just manually paired based on scores.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you're a bad TO?
Yeah. I'm saying this one didn't go so well. I've had better tournaments.
Actually,
the tournament was awesome.
It was funny. I mean, it was quite amusing when you guys, and especially from my point of view, seeing you guys all run between tables, start setting up, and then I said, no, everybody stop, and then making you guys run around. That was kind of fun.
And there was this slow clap moment, maybe not slow clap, where you managed to go through the whole list and there was no repairing. And yeah, everybody like burst into clapping and cheering.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was a good moment.
It was.
I mean, Top 10 moments of the week.
These are kind of the things that this makes it a tournament to remember, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Definitely. But yeah, it was fun. I always like the Christmas tournament. It forces us to think our lists a little bit differently. It's not competitive at all. Some people just bring like a lot of jank.
Oh yeah.
And so it's fun.
Yeah.
So, but maybe you guys want to talk about what you were flying.
Well,
no, it's fine.
I can start. I changed my list at the spot, and I made a list like 5 minutes before I started playing.
150.
I was gonna fly a kind of chunky Kylo with Null with squad leader, but then I saw Arnar, he was flying the same thing, so I just thought, well, what do I have in the back? So I flew Fan Rao, Old Terok, and Lando. All naked, 150 points. I think it's an okay list. I didn't fly it very well, but
yeah, and that's of course okay. We're running 150 point lists.
Just
in case everyone is wondering.
Well, yeah, lost my two games, but we lost them. They were really, really fun.
Sure.
Extremely fun, both of them. Yeah. So that's the only thing I really want to do at this tournament, just have fun.
Oh yeah, I don't remember what I was flying. It hadn't
you fly Poe.
Yeah, and one aiming
at least one aiming.
What did you fly? Poe and two aimings.
I was flying
Poe and one aiming probably.
Just both fat.
Yeah,
really fat.
I had Poe.
Yeah, Poe was fat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I had a pretty skinny Poe. I had it was just Poe with Heroic and the title, I think. And then I had Talos and Lintra with Crackshot, and then I had Lulo with Crackshot. Just three skinny. It came out at 148 points. The goal wasn't necessarily. I wasn't trying to win. Just supposed to be just something I threw together.
Sure.
But I loved playing that list. I want to try to build something on it. I'm just not sure how to do it. It's very difficult to add something to it that's going to make it significantly stronger in a 200 point format. But it was good fun. I think I was very fortunate in matchups. I played you, Gisli. That was really lucky for me.
Yeah. Well, both of my games, because obviously I had a buy in the final game. I was flying a list that needs to move last. I had a 6 and a 5 and a 4. And I both of my games I only flew against 5s and 6s.
Yeah.
Every ship I flew against, and I had the initiative both times. So
bit yeah, better.
That was kind of hard, but it was fun.
What did you fly against, Gisli?
First, I flew against Quick Draw, Midnight, and I don't know what the second TFO was, but I just did an honorable joust and shot at Quick Draw the first round.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can imagine how well that went.
Yeah.
So basically, you had 4 FOs shooting at you in the joust.
Yeah. No, 2 FOs and 1 special forces.
Okay. 2 SFs and 2 FOs then.
Yeah, that didn't go really well. Fenra went out and he half pointed my Old Terok. Then Old Terok just died. And then he spent, I don't know, maybe a half an hour trying to blink down Lando.
Oops.
Yeah. Lando wasn't shooting back, but he was just surviving.
Yeah.
How about you, Aid? What did you fly against?
I flew against X-Wings and A-Wings.
Oh, really? Okay.
The same thing I was playing.
Yeah.
And no, I had one game against like mini swarm.
Okay. A tie mini swarm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, wow. I should have thought about this before the show. I did not prepare for this. I don't remember the list exactly, but you know. It was just for shits and giggles, and mainly just to have fun. So I didn't really pay much attention to the bad rap thing we do.
Right. Well, we haven't done so much of it, I think. So,
but bad rap? No.
No, not.
We kind of try not to do it.
Right. Okay. But we were going to talk a little bit about what we were flying against, though, by what we saw, yeah. Right? So I flew against A-Wings mostly. Three A-Wings in my first game. And then,
yeah.
Of course, against you, Gisle. And then for the final game, well, my final game, which turned out to be the final, was against Poe. And I think it was Tal, I think. So it was one X-Wing and one A-Wing. Pretty kitted, but with an 8-point bid, which was interesting. But I know, so Stefan was flying a Falcon.
That was awesome.
Yeah. He just kitted out a Falcon for 150 points.
Cool. A thematic Falcon. Yeah, it was, yeah. Han,
yeah.
With Leia, Luke, yep. Gunner, and Chewie.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
It's awesome.
You just needed C-3PO there,
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a bear.
I was kind of hoping to play against him the last game.
Yeah.
But then I got a bye. We were talking about, it would be awesome to meet.
Yeah. But were you flying the only scum list, Gisli? What was Fred flying? Do you guys know?
No, he was flying scum. But he was flying the new TIE fighters, though.
Yeah.
Oh right, yeah, he was flying the main guilds.
Yeah, he was flying four
ships, I think.
Four ships.
Yeah. Was he? Okay. Wow. Okay.
Two TIEs, like the escape craft and a Hawk, I think.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, not a Hawk.
No.
What then?
Definitely not a Hawk.
No.
Because Hawk is in the hyperspace.
Okay, league. then a cheap Falcon, probably.
Yeah, he was flying a cheap Falcon.
Okay.
He was flying four ships with a Falcon in the list.
In 150 points.
Yeah, I mean, do you know was it the Falcon and the escape craft?
He had the escape craft, yeah.
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 It was the Falcon and an escape craft and two TIE fighters.
Yeah. So just generics. Oh, that's under 100 points. Just the generics. Oh, no, not 100. It's just over 100.
Yeah.
150.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was good. But, you know, we got presents, which is also always good.
Yeah,
sure.
It's our small Yule.
Yeah.
We exchange random presents.
Yep. What did you get, Gisli?
My present wasn't random. No. I was hand-picked for this present.
Who's a little princess?
Yes. Aww. I got my fifth Phantom. Yay! Ooh. I just need one more now. I'm so happy. It's hard to come by Phantoms those days.
You can wait until they release the new Phantom within 2.0.
Yeah, but then I have to wait. And they might be a little bit different there.
So we'll just paint one of your old ones.
No, I need to... The thing is, because one of my Phantoms I smashed up to be kind of battle damaged.
Yeah.
And I need to have one at least unpainted. Just pure normal.
Why?
And then I have to paint four of them in the Blinky, Inky, Pinky, and Clyde
color theme. Why do you need one normal?
Yeah.
Just because I want to keep one normal just in case the new one isn't the same.
So you need to because you want to. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is starting to sound like some kind of brain damage?
I know. That might be normal.
All right.
It's a special kind of hoarding. Hey,
I have to ask, how many A-Wings do you have?
I really don't want to answer that.
Oh, you went there.
Did A-Wings...
I think I have 6.
Were they at any point relevant in the game?
No.
No, just putting it out there.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't have more A-Wings than I could fit in the list.
No.
Touché.
You don't?
Touché.
Well,
I might fit 6 Phantoms
in an epic
game, if epic ever comes back.
It won't.
I don't know,
but whatever.
okay
well, it's 11 o'clock, guys. We need
yeah I really need to take a piss.
So yeah, okay. Let's call it
just in case you want to know.
okay I wanna quick Patreon update.
Yep
before we go, all the swag has been sent out, the December swag, or November, December. Next swag is looking pretty good.
Yeah, some sweet things going on.
We can announce it now, because I have already ordered it, so... Should I? Do you want to announce the card?
Do you want to tease one?
Well, we only have one.
Or card, all of them?
No, just one. We are sending out your favorite pilot.
Yay! One of my favorite.
There is an altered Rey card which we'll be sending out.
Mm-hmm. And it's a really sweet. Looks great. I want one already.
And for our tokens, for those who will be getting tokens, we are sending out double-sided Evade and Cloak tokens. So... for Phantoms, yay!
Yeah, you can guess who got that idea.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice token.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, you can't see it, but I'm shaking my head in disbelief.
I can see it.
So yeah, we will be sending that out. I haven't decided on the $16 Patreon, but. We don't have any $16 Patreon, so
really?
Yet. So I'm not thinking about it until then. Okay.
Okay.
Is that like
because this is the last episode of the year? Shout outs.
Oh yeah, I have a shout out.
All our listeners.
You guys start first.
Just all our listeners. Special thanks to our patrons, and obviously. More special thanks to our guests that have been on the show this year. That's all.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna name any names because I know Aid is bound to name at least one name.
Sure. Haukon?
Yeah, I mean, should I add something?
If you like.
If I like to.
You may speak.
I would like to thank the Academy for considering me. It is an honor to be nominated.
To be a TIE fighter?
So your name is Carl now?
I could be a Carl.
Yeah, you never die. You just go on a vacation.
Yeah, that's it. No, in all seriousness, it's been a great year. Obviously, I just want to shout out to the to everybody who's been showing up at the tournaments and at the game nights, and obviously, you know, this game is all about community. Uh-huh. I'm looking forward just to hanging out next year.
Screw the community. I just want to win.
That's right. We're coming
going
to
Owen. Yeah. Going 0-3.
That's good. That's good. No. No. 1-2. You gotta buy. Yeah.
Consolation prize.
I think even though I wasn't able to go abroad, I was able to meet some pretty cool guys that flew over to play here in Iceland. Hope to see everybody again.
Didn't you go abroad?
Not this year. No, not this year.
Not to Ireland. You didn't go with them.
No, I had to drop out at the last minute.
Okay.
You know, we had some serious incidents that kind of took all of my money, so I had to take care of other stuff with the pocket funding that I had stashed for Dublin. So.
Okay. So, should we call it a quits?
Wait a minute.
Eight.
Thanks, Håkon, for remembering me.
Dude.
Yeah, okay. I want to just shout out to everybody.
I'm sorry, guys. Were you getting that?
Yes.
I couldn't hear you. You were saying? I'm sorry.
Okay. I want to shout out to all the guys. There seems to be some disturbance
going
on the line. So, Gisli, can you mute Håkon at the moment?
No, I can't.
Okay. Everybody that attended the show came to us and helped us produce this, and you two guys, it's a blast making this show every other week. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. And a special shout out to our friend Jesper.
I was just waiting for that.
I saved it to last, you know.
Yeah.
Such an amazing man. So, do we want to stop this? I need to go do stuff.
Okay.
This sounds really, really bad.
Go do your stuff.
What?
Go do your stuff.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. That's
bye.
Okay, guys. You're getting off topic.
No, you're off topic.
You're a topic. Okay. AFL, you're good.
You said it.
Okay,
I'm
great.
Done.
Yep.
You're done.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Goodbye, guys.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yep.